I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I don't know if the leaked draft opinion will reflect the finished product. I doubt it, but I don't know it. What I do know is the issue is not going away. If Roe versus Wade is overturned and the issue reverts to the state, some states will ban all abortions, including in the case of rape, incest, and when the life of the mother is in danger. And some states will expand access to abortion and allow it up to the point of birth, or maybe even beyond in the case of partial birth abortions. It may be fine for the 50 states to have different views on education or crime or the legalization of drugs. When life begins is not an issue subject to 50 different opinions. The right to life is not only mentioned in the Constitution, no person shall be deprived of life, it is also mentioned in our birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life. You do not have to look in the penumbra or shadows for the right to life. It's right there in black and white in both of our foundational documents.
Trey Gowdy on his show, I think a Sunday night show on Fox News, talking about the potential overturn of Roe v. Wade. And he really makes it very clear. He's a prosecutor. He is a former congressman. I have seen him. He came and did a Vitae event with us here in St. Louis, and it was just a really compelling, he has a really, really compelling advocacy for life. And I listened to him on these specific issues. He talks about the essence of life, the existence of it, and the need to preserve it. And how does that fit into our government structure?
Democracy is hard. It was intended to be hard. It's a privilege earned with the lives and limbs of others. It's easy to sit around and wait for five lawyers in black robes to look in the shadows of a penumbra and tell us what our rights are. That is judicial oligarchy. It's harder to go into the public square and the ballot box and the floor of a legislative body and debate it. But that's what we should do. Do it for ourselves, not wait for unelected lawyers who live lives of virtual isolation to do it for us. Our rights do not belong in any shadow. Bring them into the light.
That is 100% right. The way Trey Gowdy is speaking about this, I think, is so important. And you have to ask yourself the question, if abortion is such a necessary facet of our society, then why would the majority be against it? And if the majority is for it, then why would we be afraid of it going to the states to determine whether or not it's an appropriate practice that should be legalized in our country? Why are we afraid of the idea that abortion should be discussed among our representatives and decided on at that level as to the legality of it? I see people in my life, I see people in the media, I see people in my social media timelines who on this particular issue, they're so evasive of the actual issue of what abortion is. They don't debate abortion. They debate women's rights. in a different week, they will be saying birthing persons instead of women. In a different week, they will be attacking people for, you know, political, woke, agenda-driven mentalities where if you don't use the right word here, you can be attacked for being a hateful person, a sexist person, a misogynistic person, a racist person, whatever the word is that they throw at you. We live in a society currently, and it's truly because of the media, first and foremost, and the political power that exists because of the agenda-driven media, that this is able to exist. We live in a world of threats. We live in a world where our policy is driven by threats. The concept of silent majority, it's, in my opinion, never been more true than it has been probably in the last 2 to 4 years up until this very moment in time. And it's becoming less and less silent with each passing day because the people on the other side are becoming more and more fringe. It is extreme. Going back to what Scott Walker said with us at our 1205 segment. Going back to what he's talking about, these policies that are being pushed by the left are extreme policies. How does something that is extreme become mainstream? The other side doesn't speak up. Why does the other side not speak up? Because they've been threatened into being silent. So much so that this is happening.
I think for a lot of people, a conversation about civility feels like it misses the mark when constitutional rights that you believe that you had for over 50 years are about to be overturned. The justices have security. So far, all of the protests have seemed overwhelmingly nonviolent. There are plenty of protests that happen every single day in this country, around the country, at abortion clinics, blocking women from getting into clinics. And we don't cover those as if there's four alarm fires. And so, yes, there are going to be protests in front of Kavanaugh's house because people are angry. And as long as they stay nonviolent, I think for most of the people who are watching it, you can understand where they're coming from. Even if you may think politically it's not the right thing, you can understand sort of where that animated feeling is coming from.
It's actually illegal to do this. It's actually against the law to protest in this manner in front of these justices' houses. You are actually not allowed to do this. And then you have Laura Jarrett on CNN defending these people who are going to the houses of these conservative justices and protesting something that actually hasn't even truly come to be yet because they want to bully their way into the court system. Laura Jarrett there says something about people defending the constitutional rights that they thought they had for 50 years. I've got news for you, Miss Jarrett. You have no constitutional right to an abortion. It does not exist. That's the predicate of this ruling written by Alito. That is a draft. That is from February. The constitutional right to abortion doesn't exist. That's the whole point of overturning Roe v. Wade, if that is what in fact ends up happening. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has even commented on that before. People on the left will tell you all the time. I mean, like, take a shot every time it'll be terrible. Every time you hear these politicians say that it's the end of democracy. If their party doesn't get elected, the Democrats say this all of the time. And it just blows my mind that it makes the most sense in the world that democracy would end if Republicans get elected, that the Democratic Party uses that as a thread to suggest that only one party should ever rule. And if anybody from the other party gets in there, then democracy would die. What the heck is democracy? Like, what do these people think it is? Are they stupid? Of course they're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. You could sit here and listen to this and pull your hair out and go, I can't believe they would say this. I can't believe they think this. No, they know exactly what they're doing. Take a deep breath, exhale, and beat them. Go to the ballot box and beat them. Go to your local county Republican organization and ask how you can get involved. Beat them at every level. Who cares about the presidency in 2024 right now? I know people are obsessed with, is Trump going to run? Is Trump not going to run? If he runs and wins, it's going to be the greatest story ever told. Other than one, which is the Bible. I feel like I had to insert that. The greatest secular story ever told. Let me correct myself there. If Donald Trump runs in 2024 and wins the election and has no election on the other end of that 4 years, I can't even begin to think what that's going to look like. I'm going to have to get a seatbelt for this chair and buckle up because it's going to be crazy. That is so far away from now. And the problems that we think we have now, we haven't even begun to know what 2.5 years left in this administration that they're, oh my gosh. There's too much time. We have to worry about here and now. And I'm not even talking just about the November elections. I'm talking about the Missouri primary and the Illinois primary. Are you involved in that process? Do you know who your candidates are? Are you prepared to be active to support the person in Missouri August 2nd? Is the primary. Are you prepared to take action and support, actively be out there and fundraise and talk to people about it and hand out flyers or whatever it is that your local organization is doing and get involved? Because we don't have this kind of time. And the other side has so successfully for at least 10 years now, it's probably more like 14 years, 15 years, been able to, like the Regina George of the high school. And if you don't know that and you've never seen Mean Girls, shame on you. It's a fantastic documentary. You need to understand that the Democratic Party has been the bully. They have been the people who have been able to successfully give dirty looks to individuals and go, oh, I don't want to mess with those people. They're going to call me names and I just don't want to deal with that. And I'm not a confrontational person. So I'm just going to stay to myself. And if I, you know, I'm still going to vote the way I vote, but I don't want to get involved. I don't want to start fights. I don't want to fight with my cousin or my aunt or my grandpa, or I just want to be quiet about this and I'll just keep to myself. You can't do that anymore. Too much is at stake. If Roe v. Wade, think about this. If Roe v. Wade is to be overturned, think about the authority and responsibility that is going to fall to your state legislature. Think about the people who are sitting in Jefferson City right now in the state of Missouri who are going to have the responsibility to protect and defend in perpetuity the right to life. You got a whole lot of Republicans piled up on top of each other in Jefferson City, and they don't seem to be able to get along. They're going to have to figure out a way to ensure that the unborn are protected in the state of Missouri. They've been doing a great job, but it's going to have to last. Now let's cross the Mississippi River and kind of cover our eyes and shield our face from the liberal shine that just comes off of this blue state. And think about what Illinois is going to try to do with their supermajority of Democrats in the House of Representatives and in the supermajority of Democrats in the state Senate and a J.B. Pritzker governorship. What are they going to do when they realize that the states that surround them, the ones with common sense and a compassion for the unborn life of children within their states, what are they going to do? If only we had something that would tell us.
Well, we're expecting to see people from Missouri, from Kentucky, from Indiana, from Wisconsin, from Iowa, really all the states that touch Illinois. All of them either have already started to restrict women's reproductive rights, or they have trigger laws that will revert them to becoming anti-choice states. But we're also seeing people from as far away as Texas coming to Illinois to exercise their freedoms. And we've, of course, prepared for that, tried to expand the services for people coming to Illinois, because we want them to be able to exercise those rights. And we're going to defend people all across this nation who want to, if they need to get an abortion, they know that they can come to Illinois and they'll be free.
Fire this man now. Get rid of J.B. Pritzker now. I know that you have a whole list of people in the state of Illinois who on the Republican primary ticket want to take J.B. Pritzker's job. And they're going to have to fight it out and they're going to have to duke it out. And thank God we have options and we have choices, great choices for governor in the state of Illinois. If you don't hear that and immediately think to yourself, I got to do something to make sure that the Republican wins this race so that whatever this nonsense supermajority of Democrats in the General Assembly want to send to the governor's desk, they say, hell no, take it back. Not here, not in Illinois anymore. Fire this man today. Get rid of him. Make it so that he dumps tons and tons, millions and millions and millions of dollars into his worthless campaign so that he can fail in November the way he has failed the state of Illinois for 4 years. Get rid of J.B. Pritzker. Life is at stake. It's not just as simple as, well, the taxes in the state of Illinois are really high and my property taxes were. You need to listen to this man. He wants to be the lighthouse, the beacon for abortion across the country. It's not about Illinois. He wants to bring Missouri people into the state of Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Indiana. Come one, come all, bring your tired and weary to the shores of Illinois and we will abort your babies. Up to the point of being halfway out of the mother's womb. This is the sick man and what he wants to do in the state of Illinois. I don't even care if you're one of those men who doesn't really like abortion and you're pro-life, but you call yourself pro-choice because you don't want to tell a woman what to do. Think about the extent of what this man wants to do. And he wants the industry of abortion to come to the state of Illinois. The only jobs that he's attracting to the state of Illinois are abortionists and people who want to end the lives of babies. This trash of an administration, this is what he wants to do to the state of Illinois. It's disgusting. There's no amount of time left to sit on the sidelines and not be absolutely active. Absolutely, passionately, unstoppably active to take this man down and send him packing to his horse farm in Wisconsin, because we all know in COVID, when he was locking this state down, that he did have to go to Wisconsin and take care of his horses, as if he's the only person who is there to take care of them. And his wife's in Florida enjoying the wonderful state that Florida is and the freedom that Ron DeSantis strangely has to provide by getting the heck out of the way so people in Florida can make their own decisions. Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to make every decision for you. He knows better. He is the bastion of health. He is the guy who knows what's good for you. Just look at him. He understands exactly what you need to do with your life, how you need to run it, and he is ready and willing to take your freedom away to provide you for the security you never asked for. It's not just in the state of Illinois. It's in the state of Missouri. You have a Senate seat that's up, and there is so much at stake. We have a president of the United States who doesn't know what day it is. We have a cabinet that is probably running this country into the ground every day. I have a whole list of things. I could ask for guests to come talk about a whole host of different things. I can't get to all of the dumpster fires that are existing in our country right now. An unmitigated disaster, a man-made disaster. This doesn't have to be this way. And if you think that you are going to wait for a Republican to get in office and fix this, that does not happen without you. That doesn't take place without your ability to be as mad as hell, not take it anymore, and to go do something somewhere. I saw somebody on the live chat made a comment like, it's hard to be super active because we're the working people. We go to work. We have jobs. We have responsibilities, and we meet our responsibilities. I get it, but you got to find the time. We don't have a choice. You have to find the time. It's only going to get worse from here. Nothing in this past year and a half, nothing has gotten better. Take a seat. We have to go be active. We have to be seen and we have to be heard. Do not be bullied into being quiet anymore. You can be kind and honest at the same time, and you have no other choice. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.